Supply chain analytics has more than just a descriptive aspect. It has actually a predictive aspect. If I have a good sense of how I've performed in the last 4 quarters, how I'm performing today, I can take that and predict how I will perform into the future.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, again, I have David Vallejo. David was on last episode talking about the future of business planning. And while we were prepping for this show, someone on Reddit asked me to do a podcast on analytics in supply chain. And I happened to mention this to David and he said, yeah, that's fine. I can talk about that. So, David, for people who haven't heard you introduce yourself on the last show, would you introduce yourself first and then we'll get into the analytics part?
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom, for having me on your show. My name is Dave Vallejo. I'm the global solution owner for digital business planning, which is all the solutions that are supply chain planning related. And supply chain analytics, obviously, is a very, very hot topic for us as well. So happy to talk about this. Thank you.
Okay. And in terms of supply chain, what is analytics?
You know, that's a fantastic topic because it is a topic that has a lot of facets. And it has also, I think, a lot of different interpretations depending on who you're talking to. So if I'm working with customers and they come to me and say, David, what can we learn about supply chain analytics? I often actually respond with a question. And the question is, what are you looking for when you think about supply chain analytics? What are you looking for? And oftentimes the first reaction I get is, I need better visibility, right? And better visibility across my supply chain, I think is something that companies want because that gives them confidence. They want better visibility across what is happening in the supply chain. It's sort of the very first element that you're thinking about when thinking about analytics is that visibility. It's like driving with a car that has a fogged up windshield. It doesn't make you feel comfortable. You have to drive slower. You may get surprised. And supply chain analytics should essentially fulfill the promise to give you better visibility and give you better confidence. But what does that actually mean? So oftentimes the history of supply chain analytics, the way it has been architected, the way it has been delivered, is more kind of a backward-looking performance management. So visibility in my supply chain is looking at how things have performed in, let's say, the last quarter, the last half year, gathering all the transactions that happened in my supply chain, inventory movements, purchase activity, spend that was occurred, on-time delivery to my customer, capacity utilization rates. So one aspect is visibility of what happened in the past. How have I been performing so far and how am I tracking against these goals? Okay, that is sort of an old way of looking supply chain analytics more as just reporting. It shows you how you're doing. It shows you what is going well and maybe things that are not going so well. So it had typically some KPIs that were tracking that were aligned to the score model. Supply chain operation reference model. if I got this right. And it had predefined KPIs of how do you measure the health of your supply chain. And it's more kind of a factual, you know, oftentimes people talk about a dashboard. so that if I'm a supply chain executive and I ask the question, how well am I performing with my supply chain, I need to gather the data that is typically backward looking or maybe looking in the here and the now to see what is my inventory investment compared to the inventory investment that I set aside. So working capital. For a lot of companies, inventory is actually even more complex because this may be inventory that your partners are having on your behalf. So it has maybe an off-balance sheet liability that you're tracking. Then you're tracking your delivery. You're tracking your customer satisfaction. You track your manufacturing performance, yields, quality. So you can think of a dashboard that gives you a sense of how well you're performing. And I believe supply chain analytics includes that aspect still today. If I ask companies, and as chief supply chain officer, do you have a single screen that you can walk up today that tells you how your supply chain is performing? In most cases, the answer is no. So supply chain analytics should fulfill the promise to tell you immediately how well are you performing. That requires a good definition of that performance that is aligned to business KPIs that are being tracked, how they're being tracked, how real-time you have access to that data. So that is essentially step one of supply chain analytics. We believe that it goes now well beyond that. Supply chain analytics has more than just a descriptive aspect. It has actually a predictive aspect. If I have a good sense of how I'm performing, how I've performed in the last 4 quarters, how I'm performing today, I can take that and predict how I will perform into the future. I can look at trends. Is my inventory going up or is it going down? Is my on-time delivery tracking up or is it tracking down? So I can look at all the different dimensions, how I want to track my supply chain performance and start to predict it, which is a relatively simple projection. And I can use some statistical methods to trend it and become a more predictive supply chain organization. And analytics means an aggregation of data by definition. I have two pair of eyes that can look at a screen. So analytics has this aspect of an interface from a lot of data into my primary interface of a human being, which is eyes. So it has a visual aspect and that I need to...
Sure, the presentation layer.
The presentation layer. So it has an aspect of graphical representation and grasping my situation and the trending and the prediction into the future. Now, that's essentially step two. And then step three is I can now use some advanced methods to actually be also prescriptive and prescribing where I potentially should go. So, for example, my plan looking into the future said I want to be in my customer satisfaction and experience scoring. I want to have an on-time delivery rate of 98.5. I'm currently tracking at 97.5. Okay, that's not good because I'm away from the target. Prescriptive now means is here are some things that you can do to improve, to get better. So prescriptive is part of supply chain analytics that actually gives you actionable insights and say, not just here's a situation, here is a problem, but it gives you insights of what you can do about the problem. So within the solutions that we are bringing to the market and we continue to develop, we think of expanding this analytics concept into this prescriptive aspect using machine learning techniques, for example. So that if I look at an out-of-boundary condition, I look at an exception, then I can start learning from past and how I reacted to this in the past, what were good measures to take. And the machine can say, here's some good measures to take to, for example, rebalance my inventory because my inventory targets are out of bounds. between different nodes in the supply chain. So analytics, in my mind, then can have this cognitive element of supporting the human consumer looking at these supply chain analytics to give them essentially also hints and methods to counter anything that is bad. Now, giving that hint is great, but how about we also give them then the measures to actually execute these measures from the same platform? So now we're going from the full cycle of I'm tracking my performance across the extended supply chain from a customer perspective, transportation, manufacturing, procurement, and I am understanding what is trending well, what is not trending well. I understand the deltas and I understand what the options are. And I'm getting an insight in what of these options are actually good to execute on. And so the way we're thinking about this from a platform perspective, this can only really happen if you have a context of your plan, which is why a lot of the supply chain analytics are rooted into what we call integrated business planning, because that is where you have the business outcomes that you're ultimately catering to. You know the revenue that is on stake. You know the sales volumes. You know your customers. You know all the resources that are involved to come to this. So supply chain analytics, by definition, has to be rooted into that. We call this the digital supply chain twin, where decisions are happening, where reality is being measured, and to then render that for a business user to then not just look at this, but essentially act on it.
How far away is that from reality? It's nice to talk about prescriptive analytics, but is that something I can, you know, buy today? Or is that 2 years' time or 5 years' time? Or where are we on that whole life cycle?
With the solution that we're bringing to market, which is called SAP Integrated Business Planning for Supply Chain, from the very get-go, we had an aspect in there which we called Supply Chain Control Tower. And Supply Chain Control Tower is essentially an aspect of supply chain analytics that says, all right, if we have all the data of where my inventories are, what is work in process, how much am I buying, what my material positions are, what my customer demand and forecasts and sales orders are, we may as well have supply chain analytics exactly on top of that layer. So Control Tower is a form of supply chain analytics that is rooted exactly there, that exists today. It has a lot of the descriptive aspects and predictive aspects, meaning I understand where I am. We have customers that for the first time actually globally have a dashboard of all their inventories. All right, I look at all my inventory investment. I can look at this historically, and now I can predict my inventory investment into the future. That's a huge value for customers to have that descriptive and predictive element. We are taking it further to have prescriptive elements of it, meaning here are the options. If you're away from your target, here are the things that you can do. That is something that we have incorporated into Supply Chain Control Tower in certain ways. For example, how we're sorting through exceptions. We use machine learning capabilities to sort through these exceptions to say, here are the most relevant ones that impact your forecast or your customer deliveries. There are elements that we're working on right now that will take us probably another half year or year, where we now include aspects of risk, which is actually another very important element that got amplified through the crisis that we're just going through.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
That it's not just the logistical element, the quantities, the volumes, the timing, but it is an aspect of risk that certain things that can happen. So the risk we're looking at interoperability with our supply chain, supplier risk capability to have a complete understanding of all the suppliers that I have. What risk exposure do they have financially, economically, politically, regionally, and include that into my supply chain analytics so that I not only know how well am I performing, that could be great, but what is the risk of something happening that will impede that performance? So the risk element is something that we're working on right now. Time horizon, again, in the next 6 to 12 months, we will have more and more of these risk elements included. So risk element, and then the second thing that we've been delivering already last year is combining supply chain analytics with cross-enterprise analytics, financial analytics. So we're working with SAP Analytics Cloud. That is a solution that was brought to the market to create cross-enterprise analytics that does financial planning and analytics. So it's very commonly used for the chief financial officer to say, here's, I need to close the books. I need to have a good understanding of my P&L. I need to have a prediction of my financial performance. And for manufacturing and companies, brand owning companies, a lot of that financial performance is actually rooted in the supply chain performance. So we're combining essentially cross-enterprise and financial analytics with the supply chain analytics to come essentially to one boardroom view of how my enterprise is performing, where supply chain is one element and the other elements may be how my employees are performing, how my contingent workforce is performing, how my suppliers are performing. So it brings all these elements together. So supply chain analytics will be one element of cross-enterprise analytics.
We'll be right back.
Elevate your brand with the Sustainable Supply Chain Podcast, the exclusive voice in supply chain sustainability. Last year, this podcast's episode were downloaded 113,000 times by senior executives across the world, with listeners concentrated in the EU, North America, and Asia. Become a sponsor. Lead the conversation. Contact me for sponsorship opportunities and turn downloads into dialogues. Act today. Influence the future.
Okay, and you mentioned cloud there. So, and you mentioned, you know, 6 month timelines for rolling out some of these developments. If I bought it last year, or if I buy it today, is it something that's cloud delivered? Is it something that's hybrid? Is it something that's on premise? So, in other words, if I bought it last year or I bought it today, will I get these enhancements added automatically, or how does all that work?
Great question. I believe supply chain analytics, I mean, the cloud is where things are going. And which is interesting, because if you look back 10 years ago and I talk to companies, say, if we want to put your supply chain into the cloud, they say, absolutely not. Supply chain will be the last resort, the last fort that will always stay on premise. I think we've lifted a lot of our supply chain capabilities into the cloud. Integrated business planning for supply chain is delivered out of the cloud. SAP Analytics Cloud, as I mentioned, is, as the name already suggests, in the cloud. And I think it has the following benefits. The benefits are we can actually increase the innovation cycle. So we have quarterly releases of incremental capabilities. And if we look at supply chain, we have various different industries that have very specific requirements. So being able to innovate very fast and delivering these capabilities very fast is a key benefit that customers actually appreciate. Number two, the data that is required to drive these analytics may come from various different places. Mm-hmm. It may come from my own ERP. It may come from other systems that I have within the enterprise. But more importantly, it may come from outside the enterprise. So supply chain analytics is then something that I can potentially share with my business partners to have multi-enterprise analytics. If I'm working with a trading partner, I want to look at a dashboard. How is my relationship going with you from a financial integrity standpoint and how we're trending, how we're tracking. Supply chain analytics is delivered out of the cloud today, and I think will continue to be very relevant to come out of the cloud.
But is this something that's, you know, just for the big boys, or is this something that small and medium enterprises can use, or, you know, where does it all fit in there in that spectrum?
Yeah, great question. I think, look, in integrated business planning, actually 40% of our install-based customers are actually medium-sized companies, up to like $1 billion of revenue, because these companies oftentimes need to have something very quick that they can stand up to get a better planning capability, but also a better analytics capability across their supply chain. So definitely small and medium-sized companies are companies that they want to grow. And for growing, you need very good analytics to predict your business and to course correct if there is something that is not going so well. For very large companies, you often assume that they already have supply chain analytics in place, that they have a very good understanding of all the KPIs that they need to track for their business. I am learning that a lot of these very big boys, how you call it, actually don't have that in place, or they have pockets of different supply chain analytics. So procurement may have their analytics, how they're tracking their spend. Manufacturing has a really good dashboard to track manufacturing progress, quality, and yield. Logistics has a dashboard to track, you know, how they're spending their freight, what the transportation performance is. But not a lot of companies have something that actually puts it together into my overall supply chain performance and predicting that performance. So I think it is for companies across all the different sizes. If I were a stand up a garage company that just manufactured something and we're two people and I have to stand up a distribution model, the very first thing I would need is a good analytics. How much inventory do I have? How am I distributing that? What is the performance of customer deliveries, the satisfaction of, with these customers about these deliveries? Because if I don't have that in place, I cannot track my business. And if I can't track my business, I cannot manage my business. So
something occurred to me there, Dave, when you were talking about it being cloud delivered and you mentioned other sources of data. So does this mean the solution has APIs that are available that you can bring in other sources of data? And now I'm thinking things like maybe weather data for risk assessments or things like that.
Yeah, I think it has to be open and extensible. And that's also what we provided in our platform is that extensibility to provide. We have our cloud platform integration where you can bring in any data from external systems, from external data sources that you can then render and put in context of your supply chain analytics. And so the supply chain risk that we will be interfacing with is also having access, I think, to like 600,000 data sources across the world. It is having a feel for all the news feeds, using machine learning to check the relevance of these news feeds around suppliers, for example. So that is inherently getting actually content and delivering our customers also external content with the solution, I think, is a trend that we will continue seeing. But it's, wow, it's also catering to the bring your own data. And for some companies, weather data is actually very important. We're working with a company who is manufacturing cheese. Weather data is actually inherently critical to predict if they're producing certain types of cheese or yogurts. So that is indicative of the product portfolio that they're going to manage and sell in the future. Weather data, right? For others, it is geographical, economical elements that need to be brought into the supply chain analytics to correlate my performance with the external ambient data that is important to have a better grasp.
Okay, superb. We're coming up on the 20-minute mark, David. Is there anything that I haven't asked that you think I should have, or is there any topic we've not yet covered that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
We invite customers when the topic of supply chain analytics come is to start with essentially the business mandate. Why are you looking for supply chain analytics? What are the areas that you would like to improve? That should be the starting point. So it's more kind of problem centric. Where are the areas that, is it the customer service that you would like to improve predominantly, the delivery aspect? getting a better grasp on your demand signal and forecast capability, market intelligence, then supply chain analytics can have a starting point there. Ultimately, it will be, I think, a journey, because it is ultimately driven by the real-time data that you have access to. Analytics is only as good as the data that you have access to and the confidence in the quality of that data. And that's oftentimes the biggest effort. So adopting really good quality supply chain analytics, I think, is a journey. And what I'm submitting to companies is find a good business problem to tackle first, where you have lack of visibility, lack of confidence, lack of predictability, and have that as a starting point to build a supply chain analytics capability. We have technology to help with that. We're SAP, so we can help even with getting a good understanding of what is the real-time data that you need to drive these analytics. And we have very powerful technologies that we can then start working together to populate essentially content.
Okay, superb. Okay, that's been great, David. If people want to know more about analytics or about David or about any of the things we discussed on the show today, where would you have me direct them?
So for supply chain analytics, very simple. You go to sap.com/IBP. Integrated business planning is the solution that we incorporate a lot of the elements that we were talking about today. SAP Analytics Cloud is a technology that is rendering some of these elements across the enterprise. So that could be another aspect that you're looking at. But a good starting point, sap.com/IBP.
Fantastic. David, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me, Tom.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks, everyone, for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.